In the race for Congress on the North Shore, the Democrat who defeated the current office holder, John Tierney, in the primary, holds an 8-point lead over his Republican opponent. A new WBUR poll shows 47% of voters in the 6th Congressional District favor Democrat and former Marine Seth Moulton. 39% support former state senator and Republican Richard Tesei. Before Tierney's defeat, both candidates were basing their campaigns on promises of political change. But as WBUR's Asma Khalid reports, the tenor of the North Shore race is changing.
We're counting on you, Seth.
Thank you very much. Well, I'm counting on you.
Seth Moulton works the room, shaking hands with activists at the Cape Ann Democratic headquarters in Gloucester.
I know that many of you did support Congressman Tierney in the primary, and I respect that. And I'm going to work hard to earn your support.
Moulton tells this Democratic crowd he's trying to earn their support.
But the one thing I would ask is that you help me earn it quickly, because we don't have a lot of time.
The reason this Democrat is trying to convince fellow Democrats to vote for him is because Moulton, a political novice, beat a longtime Democratic incumbent, Congressman John Tierney, in the primary. There's a lot of old loyalty, and Moulton is trying to quickly win over the Democratic base. Here in Gloucester, he's joined by the Democrat running for governor, Martha Coakley, and this weekend he'll team up with Senator Elizabeth Warren. But while politicians may easily throw their support behind Moulton, when it comes to voters, sometimes there's more skepticism.
Laura Club. King of Heart, Queen of Diamond.
At a senior center in Lynn, people play card games. And as Moulton swings by to say hello, Rich Smith stops him.
I think you and Richard Tesei are one and the same animal.
Why is that?
I don't hear anything about John Tierney spoke on issues. You didn't spoke any issues. I'm worried about Medicare, Social Security.
Smith tells Moulton he was a loyal Congressman Tierney supporter. Moulton tries to explain that on the issues, he aligns with many of the congressman's ideas.
Well, I've talked about the importance of preserving Social Security and how we need to remove the payroll tax cap.
After about 3 minutes of back and forth, Smith seems to have a change of heart.
Very, very good.
Thank you, sir.
You're a Democrat. I will not vote red. Never.
That last point is crucial for Moulton and problematic for Richard Tesei. The new WBUR poll suggests Democrats are much more committed to their own candidate than Republicans. Jeff Berry, who teaches political science at Tufts University, says Tesei is in a more difficult battle than he had expected.
The very foundation of the Tesei candidacy was as an alternative to a Democrat who a lot of people regarded as very flawed because of ineffectiveness and the family scandal. Without that, Tesei is having a tough time articulating why it is that he needs to be sent to Washington. And right as of now, he remains, I think, a red dot in a blue sea.
But Tesei says his message has been consistent. He wants to be an agent of change and help end partisan gridlock.
I think really what this boils down to is who can be the biggest change agent in Washington. And, you know, Seth has pretty much said he's going to vote the same way John Tierney did, which is straight party line.
And when he speaks with seniors at a retirement center in Peabody, Tesei touts another possible advantage.
In our congressional delegation right now, all of the members are part of the minority party in Washington. And when issues come up that affect Massachusetts in Washington, we don't really have anybody in the room saying, hey, you know, fuel assistance is really important for this area.
Sitting in the audience is 90-year-old Jim Silva, who likes what he hears. Silva says he'll vote for Tesei in November.
Richard's been in the state government for a long time. He knows how governments work, committees work, and this sort of thing.
Silva says the district needs a change. He says Moulton would be a change too, but lacks political experience.
He's banking a lot on his military experience and the backing of generals and stuff, and he probably did a good job there, but that's not the same.
If you notice, Silva praises Moulton while saying he's going to back Tesei. And that's not unusual. The WBUR poll shows both candidates are well-liked, and most folks say both men are running a positive campaign. But Steve Kinsella, president of the Mass Inc. polling group, which conducted the 6th district poll for WBUR, says that's actually a disadvantage for Desai.
The thing that would make me worried if I were him is that there's an acceptance of his opponent. People who Richard Desai would need to be victorious are okay with Seth Moulton.
In fact, the WBUR poll shows that in this district, Republican Charlie Baker has a huge edge over Democrat Martha Coakley in the governor's race. He's ahead by 13 points. But about a quarter of Baker's supporters say they would vote for Democrat Seth Moulton. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Asma Khalid.